Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. The band is back together. B. Mitch is back. Landfill is here. Jeff is here. I am here. We're all in studio in the Navy Yard on what is really a lovely morning in the district. Good morning, Brian. How
are
you
doing? Man? I'm good.
You've been a busy fellow the last couple of days.
You
rigged a golf outing, from what we understand?
I don't rig stuff, man.
Listen, we had a caller. That called in and said, B-Mitch and a bunch of
like most people,
stole the tournament.
The caller is like most people that we deal with lately. Dork. He's a dork. That's what he is.
I'm unaware of exactly what happened, so I'm coming into this blind. I want to be clear about that. About you stealing the golf contest. There's a lot of talk about rigged contests lately. So you were asked to play in a golf tournament, correct?
Yeah.
And you brought another buddy that's a good player.
I didn't bring anybody.
Did someone bring Jeff?
No. Why would somebody bring Jeff?
Was Jeff involved? If Jeff was involved in the golf contest, in no way was it rigged. That's all
Jeff
I'm trying to say.
Jeff wasn't invited.
I thought Jeff was there.
See, whoever the person is, I didn't bring anybody.
You brought yourself.
I was invited by the same person that invited everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was Jeff involved?
No.
Jeff, were you there? Because if Jeff's in a golf contest, it's not rigged. That's the only point I wanted to bring.
I'll beat you.
No, you won't, dude.
I'll give you a little comp on two holes.
You won't.
Two holes?
Maybe like a par three that you hit a driver on?
That's fine.
The whole thing about golf is not two holes. So if you give him comp on just two holes, you're still lost.
I've played with B a couple times now in the last month. My game's in oddly good shape.
Yes.
So, Jeff, you will not beat me. Now, it'll be in bad shape again. Then maybe you got a chance. I live life as a roller coaster. My weight fluctuates. My health fluctuates.
Oh,
Halloween is usually a very bad time of year for me because I have a serious candy habit. And that's when
Don't we have some more candy left?
I don't know. Landfill's got it locked up. I smuggled a bunch out of the house this morning in my bag. You know what I had to do this morning, Brian?
What's that?
I was in charge of the girls by myself.
Oh.
That's always a challenge.
You can't handle that, Jay?
Nope. Nah, I mean, we got to school. Like, we accomplished everything. But I thought I was cooking. Like, Shelby likes cooking her own breakfast now. That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Shelby made Ainsley's bowl of cereal. Cool. We're chilling. Everybody's good. We're dressed. Combed hair. Like, I was.
You combed hair?
No, they prefer.
Oh, okay.
If Laura's not there, they want to comb it themselves. They say, I don't know what I'm doing, which
is. Well, they're right.
Probably accurate. Right. Everything's cool. Everybody's got their shoes on, going to the bathroom. Like, we're getting in the car, we're going to school. And then we see Ainsley's poetry book. And I'm like,
you see it where?
It's like her How to Learn to Read book. They just call it a poetry book because it's all short little poems. Like, I like cats, I don't like bats, stuff like that.
All right, cool.
I was like, yo, does this need to come to school? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, let's put it in your bag. She's like, well, you have to read it to me first.
I'm like,
I'm like, this was not part of my calculations this morning.
That sounds like JP's daughter. How long was the book?
It was five poems.
Okay.
Each one's pretty short.
Yeah.
But like, when you're teaching a 5-year-old to read, you got to like sound it out and multisyllabic words kind of give you a run for your money. And so it just added like a, say it added like 6 unplanned minutes to our departure time. And you know me, like I usually cut it pretty thin. I usually don't have 6 unplanned minutes.
I'm with that.
And so we may have cruised a couple stop signs in the neighborhood. Like we might have had to come in a little bit hot, but we got there. Everybody was happy. Kids are at school. You're welcome. You're welcome, America. Now, Brian, there have been some mathematical decisions in the United States over the last week that have gotten a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the one that most directly relates to us is that it appears the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates again, maybe a quarter of a point.
Okay.
You also had the decision made last night in Baltimore that is particularly relevant because of a decision made last week in Kansas City. Last week in Kansas City, most people blasted Todd Bowles for not trying a 2-point conversion late in that game to give his team a chance to win.
Yeah.
To give the Bucks a chance to win on the road against the Chiefs. Todd Bowles took a ton of heat.
Okay.
Last night in Baltimore, in what was a hell of a football game, the two quarterbacks combined for 8 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions.
Yeah.
It was high-level football. Neither team could really get the ground game going, but damn, they hit on some bombs, some really ridiculous passing. But you get – it's a total back-and-forth ball game. I mean, the lead changes in this game were wild. Like, even just in the fourth quarter, it just went back and forth and back and forth. And so the Ravens were down 21-7 in the third quarter.
All right.
They come storming all the way back to get it to 21-20. Then they score again to make it 28-21, and they go for 2 there to take a 7-point lead. Now, that was with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So then it's all tied up, 28-28. Burrow deep to Ja'Marr Chase, who had a ball game, Brian. 70-yard house call.
All right.
I mean, it was one play, 70 yards. I think we also saw Jeff just got up. Landfill, can you check Kyle Hamilton's status for me? Because I think as much as you want to win the game, Kyle Hamilton looked quite hurt, and that's a serious blow, but I'm not going to speculate. One play, 70 yards, Burrow to Chase, house call. Raven, Bengals are up now, 35-28.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that ties it up, 28-28. Forgive me.
His ankle injury is not serious.
Not serious. Okay, there you go. That's good news for Baltimore. Lamar immediately, now it's an 11 play, 70-yard drive, but Lamar responds to go up 35-28.
Okay.
Joe Burrow. Down a touchdown. 9-play, 70-yard touchdown drive, B. What's your call? It's 35-34. At this point, you have Burrow, who has just completely shredded Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
He's going over 400 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase at this point, B, has 11 catches for 265.
Damn.
3 touchdowns.
That's some season from some people.
And if you look at third down, I mean, they were – converting 50% of the time. Their average offensive play was 6.3 yards. You're down 2. You're the Cincinnati Bengals in Baltimore. A lot of the same logic applies, frankly, I think. Like, do you really want to give Lamar another chance?
Uh-huh.
Or do you want to try to win it right now? They go for 2. What would you do in that situation?
Well, like I told you, it comes down to the feel and the flow of the game, and whatever decision you make is the right one. But we all know that no matter what decision made, it's going to be second-guessed the next day. The same folks that was trashing Todd Bowles are the same people probably going after their coach.
So, I'll go left hand up. I thought Todd Bowles should have gone for it. I think Zach Taylor made the right call to go for it. The only thing similar to Bowles the week before, now, granted, he called a timeout. This was not – Taylor did not call a timeout here to stop the clock. But even if they get it and they go up 1 – then Lamar, the Ravens got the ball with 38 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
So they still probably would have had a chance to win it in regulation. But I at least want to be consistent. I think on the road against elite teams, go for the win. Because it gets really hard to win in overtime against these elite teams.
But I think, see, the thing about it, though, on the road, elite team, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. It comes down to the feel of the coach. And You may not be knocking, but I guarantee you some the same people that was knocking Todd last week are knocking Zach Taylor today. Because that's what people do. You second guess everything somebody does. So those guys do this on a daily basis. And I think they could give a damn about what the media people are saying about them.
Well, what's the old saying? If you care what the fans say, soon you'll be sitting with them.
There you go.
I think I'm not mad at the way the Bengals went about that last night. I think the Bengals are in a whole host of trouble, though. They're now 4-6, and they've played the Ravens in two games. They've lost both to the Ravens, I think, by a combined 3 points.
See,
I think it was like 28-26 and 35-34.
Yeah, I was in an event last night. But the loss is the loss. I didn't see anything about the game.
What was the event? Anything fun?
Yeah, Northwest Credit. They had like a big gala for a lot of these credit unions and stuff. And
cool.
Down at the National Archives Museum. So I didn't see a part of the game. But as soon as I look at the stuff this morning.
Wear a tux?
Nah.
Suit?
And a suit, yeah.
Okay. Tie?
I didn't have to wear a tie. So I look at this stuff and I go, damn. I just saw the score and I'm like, no matter how bad either one of those teams are, they always have a game like that.
Yeah.
35-34.
It's Baltimore is remarkable because they take their eye off the ball. Like, there's no other way to look at that. You lose to the Browns and the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You take your eye off the ball. And I find that surprising for a John Harbaugh team, a guy that's so focused and intense. Yeah. But it's just the only way I can look at those losses for a team with that much talent. But when they're locked in, they're really good.
Yeah.
The Bengals are the only team in the AFC, B. They're two games under 500 and have a positive point differential.
That's crazy.
That, right? Like,
that is totally crazy.
They can't win at home. Obviously, Washington went out there and won. You look at Cincinnati in a playoff perspective, and we did this exercise actually yesterday, Logan and I did, where the last two teams technically in the AFC as it started today would be the Chargers and the Broncos. I think the Chargers are really well coached. I think the Broncos are frauds, and that'll kind of get exposed over the second half of the season. But then you've got Colts and Bengals right there. The Bengals need to get hot, but they now have six losses. I've long said if you get to nine wins, you probably get in the tournament. You probably get that seven.
They're 4-5, right?
Last night dropped them to 4-6. They haven't had their bye.
They already played 10 games?
Same as the Skids will be.
Wow.
Skids will be either 7-3 or 8-2 this week.
Flying, though.
Yeah, it's week 10, B. Ready or not, here it comes. The Bengals, though, 4-6, they played 10 games. That means they have seven left. I think at worst, they can go 7-2 over the home stretch to get in. Right? Is that math right? No, that's not right. They have seven games.
They already played 10 games. Why would they go 7-2?
5-2. 5-2.
You think that's possible?
I don't know. They're good. And offensively,
they're good, but then they're not good.
Offensively, they can hang with anyone. They just, I look
at it. But they can't keep letting people score 34 and a mountain higher.
All right. They got to go 5-2 the rest of the way to get in. You ready for their schedule?
Go.
At LA next week, Chargers.
That could be a loss.
Then they get a bye. I honestly think Harbaugh's a really bad matchup for them because he's just going to slow it down, grind it out. They need to go up-tempo and score a ton. So at the Chargers, bye week, Steelers, at Dallas, at Tennessee, at Cleveland. I'm sorry, at Dallas, at Tennessee, Cleveland at home, Denver at home. Then you get the Steelers. They've closed with the Steelers again on the road in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The Dallas, Tennessee, Cleveland, Denver portion, you should chop some wood. But by my math, which is always questionable, you got to get to five wins. You can only go 5-2. So you got to knock off one of the two Steelers games or win this week in L.A.
Yeah.
It's a tall road.
It's going to be a tall task for them.
All right. That was your Thursday night wrap-up. It was a fun game to watch. I had it on. It was a second screen experience. We were watching Outer Banks, keep the wife happy. Also, I bet on App State last night, if you want to know how my betting streak's going. It's still going great.
Hmm.
B, we haven't got to talk a ton since Lattimore got to town. I'm guessing you have texted with a bunch of folks. Now that he's here, it's premature to say, but it doesn't look like he's going to play this weekend. More and more, I think, I almost wonder if their focus is on Philly, which is the division game, and it's only 4 days later. You know, it's a very fast turnaround.
I think their focus is on the damn Steelers.
I'm saying specific to Lattimore.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. But I think a lot of people in New Orleans and Louisiana feel that Lattimore's hamstring is just like Jamal Adams. Devontae Adams' hamstring, where I'm going to get healthy if I'm traded from here.
I agree, but hasn't practiced yet this week. Devontae came in right away and played.
Yeah, I know.
Practice and played. So I think it's a little bit more than that. But I think if he's not on the field Sunday, which I guess today will go a long way towards
a defensive back can play without practicing, without knowing the defense. Basically, if he know he got to go man or zone. If you just tell him man, and we know he's good at that. But if he's healthy, you know, it's a possibility. But if not, then it's no possibility at all.
That's right. And I think if he thinks he's very close and the trainers buy it and maybe want to just kind of open it up a little bit, the fact that you have two games stacked up just like on top of each other and then what A.J. Brown is different than most receivers in the NFL.
It's a problem.
I think A.J. Brown's closest comp is like Debo. It's just a way more physical outing than it is. And I'm not saying he's the best because I think
Lattimore plays those big receivers.
Right.
He plays Evans tough as hell.
Right.
Down in Tampa.
That's his M.O., yeah. Right?
Like he doesn't give a damn about how big you are, how physical you are. He's going to be right there with you step for step.
Super physical, super competitive. So I just wonder if there's not some level of, yo, Sean, we want you, man. We want to make sure you're really good to go because we got a really short turnaround. That's a division game. This is a non-conference game. The folks, like Dan Quinn and everybody, are completely focused on Pittsburgh, but the Lattimore trade, there's not a rush because they plan on playing football deep into January.
Yeah.
We'll know more today. If he gets like even limited work today, that makes this thing a little more interesting. I'm not sure I would count on it quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting talking. Yesterday we talked to McLaurin and to Sam Cosmi, and both those guys have been here a while. McLaurin obviously longer. But the feeling of going out and trading for a guy like that, what that says to the locker room about, hey man, we're in it to compete right now, away. I mean, that's got to be a pretty uplifting thing, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, like, I think players for the most part always feel that they're trying to compete because they're trying to get better, and if they sense management is also along with that, hell, it's a breath of fresh air. It's a stress relief. Like
when you feel supported.
Yeah,
it's
when
great.
You're out there working your ass off trying to win a game and you feel like management don't care about this year, that's hard as hell to get ready to go. You know, like it's like telling the person, go and become your absolute best, but we're not supporting anything you're doing. Sounds familiar.
That sounds correct. All right, here's what we're gonna do. We got a packed show coming your way. Jeff's got a new hype song. We have the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, joining us with his picks. Let me be clear. I did get a text yesterday that the Ravens were already a pick. So he's already 1-for-1 on the weekend.
All right.
You know, the governor and his Ravens, he was making that pick all day.
Well, we knew that.
Gus Frerotte will join us at 1 o'clock. Ask B. Mitch anything, early edition, 11 a.m. We'll open the phones. Nobody go anywhere.
B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find your local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality,
style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
1067 The Fam. Like we do every morning, let's check in on the stream. The stream is up and running if you want to say what's up. B. Mitch and I are both wearing kind of red and blue shirts, maybe pink and blue. I don't know the right colors, but
I think it's orange over here, dog.
Orange, similar color blue. Pattern. Lavelle, don't you think these are similar color patterns?
Right, hell no.
Sure.
They're relatively hell similar. No. That's not a hell,
Lavelle,
though.
You blind as hell.
I actually can't see B. Mitch at all right now. There's stuff in the way.
Jeff, what do you got? They're relatively similar.
Dude, his shirt is black. Yours is black.
You say it's black.
It's definitely not black.
I'm talking about the
lines.
That's
racist.
The lines on it are black. The pattern. Yours are blue.
No, it's blue in here.
It's blue, dude.
You got some black right there. Blue over here. But it's nothing like yours.
It's relatively similar.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Anybody in the damn thread could look at that and say, no, that's not right.
All right, who do you think was first comment today? I like when it's new people.
I don't know.
It's a new person.
I don't know.
It's not Jeff.
It's a new person. I'm not going to know.
That's a good point. Well, I don't know that they're new.
They're newish.
I don't know if they're new to the stream, but they're new to be shouted out for being the first comment.
I don't know.
Shout out to Jesse Roby. Hope I'm saying that right. Appreciate you, Jesse.
What up, Jesse?
Appreciate everybody in the chat. So, B, something just happened that you were made aware of, and I want to get your reaction to it. Obviously, it's Commander Steelers this weekend. It's a big game. The injury report the last 2 days that the league mandates the teams put out. Austin Seibert, Washington kicker, who's been very good this season. Dude, did you? One thing you aren't aware of, because I know you didn't get to watch that game, something's up with Justin Tucker. He ain't right. He was one of three on extra points last night. He's missed more kicks this season than he has in his career.
You know what's wrong with him? Over time, you're going to miss some. He did so many of them. Look, kickers get those ailments too. People don't understand. They want to downplay kickers and punters, but you're putting a lot of stress on your damn hips and everything when you're kicking those balls, your back and everything else.
Tucker turns 35 in like 8 days.
Ah, okay.
Is that, if you're Baltimore, do you care about the age or do you care that all of a sudden he's missing?
They care about him missing because if he's still making them, kickers kick into their 40s, dog. Sean Lanetta was past 40 when he left this thing.
Dude, obviously things could rebound here. He would be at his lowest field goal percentage of his career by a pretty wide margin. And listen to this trend, B. In 21, he made the most field goals of his career. He made 94.6. The following year.
94% percentage.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's 6 for 6 from 50. Like, he's bombing them, right? The next year, it dropped down to 86, but he was 9 of 14 from 50. His numbers now are down to 78.9%, and
that's horrible.
He's missing deep too, 2 of 5,
yeah.
And he's missing extra points, which is even more alarming.
Well, you start missing extra points, then you got a problem because, like, he could hit him. He's hit 60+, sure, and all that. He's as unbelievable. And look at their run on kickers. You know, before
Stover.
Him, they had Stover, and then they come to him. They'll find another one.
Yeah,
I guarantee if that ever happens, but. He'll probably correct it. They'll give him a chance to correct himself.
Okay, more important to us, more relevant to our conversation, Austin Seibert has been really, really good for Washington since they signed him week 2. I mean, week two, they got their first win because he went 7-for-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the deep stuff hasn't been great for Seibert, but everything inside of 50 has been. And call me crazy, I like a sure thing. Seibert is 10-for-10 inside of 30, 7-for-7 inside of 40, 7-for-7 inside of 50, 1-of-3 from 50. Hasn't missed an extra point all year. I'll take it.
I'll take it all day.
That's money in the bank.
And let's be real. A lot of times when you're going for the 50-plus, and not everybody is automatic for it.
Bro, if Tucker's missing them.
Hell yeah. Like, yeah.
So here's my question for you then. Because I think this is something I've kind of mentioned and people want to like dismiss it. And I don't think it's dismissible. I don't think it's necessarily the end of the world. Seibert misses practice Wednesday with a right hip designation.
Mm-hmm.
Straight DNP. Now, missing practice Wednesday is not the biggest deal. Like, guys miss practice. He's a veteran. He's been in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that Wednesday they kick. Wednesday might not even be a kicking day.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the stage where the media doesn't get to watch a heck of a lot. Yesterday, Seibert's on the injury report. Limited capacity. Same right hip. Limited, for those unaware of this, on NFL injury reports, there's multiple portions of practice, right? There's stretching, then there's kind of individual position group work, and then eventually there's team drills where eventually you see 11 on 11, you're installing plays, you're running scout team, you're doing all those things.
Yeah.
Media doesn't get to see any of that. The media gets to see a very limited portion of the individual portion, especially as the season gets longer and longer. If you have a limited designation, means you are able to go through some level of individual position group drills.
Okay.
Well, when you're the kicker, there is no position group. You stand around with Tress and Ott, right? Like, it's the three specialists largely exist in their own universe. So to be limited really could mean very little, you know? Like, it might just mean you stood around and Ott fired some snaps. Now, maybe he was kicking into the net. I don't know. I don't want to speak definitively. I think if they were concerned, they would add a kicker to the practice squad so they can pull somebody up Saturday night if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they haven't done that leads me to believe not.
Are they just being cautious?
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrific cause for concern. Just deep in my plums, I don't like to see my kicker on the injury report.
Yeah, I mean, but the whole thing about it, you got to realize, since he's gotten here, how many times you think he's swung that leg?
A lot.
And you can get sore, you can get irritation sometimes, and just a little rest is the best thing. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Well, and dude, you know, I brought this up with Lattimore. A rest day right now, knowing you're going into 2 games in 5 days, might not be the worst idea too.
Yeah.
Especially if it's just his leg. There's not questions about the accuracy.
None.
You know what I mean? So he needs a little rest, let him rest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a particularly big deal, especially as there's no corresponding move. Farrell yesterday was limited Wednesday, then goes to DNP yesterday. Big Luke, I think, is tracking towards another week of inactive.
Mm-hmm.
Two straight DNPs. Obviously, Coleman played really well against the Giants there. Dorrance Armstrong has been limited. Fowler's been limited. B-Rob limited. How much of a difference does Brian Robinson make in this game, assuming they get him?
I think Brian makes a world of difference. I believe if you can run the football on the Steelers, their defense is not as dominant. Because what happens with them, if you can't run, Highsmith and Watt, they're a problem at that point. But if you can run the football, it limits what they do. They're not the best at run stopping. They're the best at knocking your quarterback around.
They're pretty good at both, but yeah.
No, I'm saying when you can run the ball on them, you change the ball game some.
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying that they can't play it, but I've said this to you since we first started doing radio together. Defensive pass rushers want to rush the damn passer. Why? They have a distinct advantage. But when you make them start catching those linemen in their chest, they're not the same people. None of them. LT was. None of these guys are.
I don't know if I told you this. Chick gave me a hard time about this. My bar for who I want a selfie with is incredibly high.
Mm-hmm.
There's not very often that I will ask for a picture with somebody, but I asked LT for a picture on the sideline Sunday at the Meadowlands.
And?
Chick
wanted to take a picture with Tony Dorsett.
Oh, yeah.
So he could shut up. I mean, he wanted to take a picture with Tony Dorsett, but he saw him at Darryl's thing.
Okay.
Why the hell can't you take a picture with LT? LT is probably cream in the crop when it comes to top best football players ever. He's damn sure 1, 2, or 3.
Bang. All right. I feel vindicated. my stance was, I think this is the best defensive player ever. I think it's cool to have a picture with him.
Yeah.
He had the big LT earring.
Yeah.
He was also terrific in Any Given Sunday. Probably should have won an Oscar, Lamphill.
We don't go that far, Jay.
No. Got that cool earring.
I think you're going a little.
He saw
you're stretching a little
remember
bit.
Remember he saw that dude's car in half in that movie? That movie was nuts.
you sound like Jeff? You're nuts.
Jeff's out here trying to sell tickets on Twitter. Don't come at me.
No, I was laughing at because you was talking about LT at movies, and I was like, Lamphill, remember in Waterboy? And Bobby Boucher was talking, and right after he finished, LT was like, and my next point, kids, don't do drugs.
Didn't follow his own advice, did he?
He's pretty funny about it. Like,
oh, he's hilarious.
Like he owns his past. There are some people that try to act like the past didn't happen.
Oh,
LT seems to take great ownership of it.
I played 2 rounds straight with him, and it's interesting.
Golf?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bruh.
What's his drink
of
choice?
You think I got some stories for you?
I can only imagine.
Johnny Walker Black.
New York in the 80s when you're the biggest badass on the planet?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that photo? There's a really famous photo of like LT, Doc Gooden, and Daryl Strawberry. And just think about the brightness of those stars in 1986 in New York City. And woo!
That's interesting, Jay.
Whatever the hot club was, I bet they had a table.
That is interesting. I can tell you that.
Coming up 11 a.m., we open the phones for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Lamphill, I need you to read my mind real quick. Can you do it? I have a question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. And it was a hot topic yesterday, but I'm going to save it for Ask B. Mitch Anything. B, how do you stop T.J. Watt? Because he's a bad, bad dude. Best blocking back. Where are we hearing stuff from? Jeff, can you come?
B-Rob and B-Rob is good. Austin is unbelievable. The kid McNichols comes. All of them can block.
Well, Rodriguez staying on the roster too.
Yeah, but all of them can block. I think the ultimate thing is when you get to that point where you're blocking them, you don't want to have it coming the same way every time because he's good enough to read it. You know? So it has to be a tight end coming across maybe. You may have a running back in there every once in a while. Have somebody line up there to where he slows down to where he's not going to just fire off because he think they're going to block him and have him second guessing all day. But your tackle's going to have a damn good day.
They run the ball so well, and they ran the ball so well last week without Brian. Now, the Steelers are a different beast than the Giants, but you know, Pittsburgh defensively has been really good against the run. They're 4th in rush yards allowed, 5th in rush attempts. The pass is where they've been beaten more. They're 20th in pass yards allowed, 24th in pass attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they're 2nd in points allowed, 9th in yards. It's it'll be really interesting if Washington, kind of similar to the game plan against the Ravens, when they couldn't really run the ball early and they just got away from it.
Uh-huh.
In that game, they also didn't have Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
We don't know definitively. I don't want to act like we do, but B-Rob has practiced the past 2 days, been limited in both. It was a knee injury. Now it's a hamstring injury. Certainly having his level of physicality out there would help. The only game Washington's been held even under 100 yards rushing was that Ravens game, but they also just kind of
went away from it.
Yeah, they went away from it relatively early, and I don't think they'll do that this week. Do you think that could be the game plan?
No. I think they saw last week, even without Brian, if you run the ball and you keep going for it, you can still, they have a good enough, the offensive line has been blocking terrific.
Yeah.
And they're good enough to move the ball on anybody. Their running backs know how to find holes. So, no, don't go away from it. You can stick to it some. I can understand that first time you're a little unsure. But when they went, when they had a second opportunity to do it again, they were like, hell, we run our offense. And they still had success with it. You know, if you don't feel Austin or McNichols can come in and get, you do have Chris.
And he looked good against the Giants.
Yeah, a bigger dude. So, yeah.
They only ran the ball 18 times in that Ravens game. And generally, that number should be 28, 30, right? Mm-hmm. And of those 18, I don't know how many of those were Jaden scrambles. Jaden was sacked 3 times in that game. Just compare that to last week against the Giants. I mean, those numbers, there were no sacks just as a starter, and they ran for over 100, almost 150 rush yards. And that Giants defensive front is good. I think you have to show some level of commitment to the run game. And that game was a little funky, too, if you remember, because Washington didn't really possess the ball in the first
half.
Not
very much.
I bet they lost time of possession. Yeah. The Giants ended up winning time of possession 32 minutes to 28 minutes. And the Skins still ran the ball 38 times. Like, it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
What I think
is, I think it's like you have Jaden, yes. And I think people assume that you can always, but you can lean on that running game some. That takes some pressure off. I think that makes him even more deadly, the way that they run the ball.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think Jaden's legs are a huge part of them being, is it 11 for 11 or 12 for 12 on fourth down?
11
for 11. To be perfect on fourth down through 9 games is pretty telling that, one, you've got a really highly functional offense, but two, you've got at least one elite playmaker.
Yeah.
You know? I think 11 for 11 on third down and what Jaden can do with his legs, or even if you give him kind of a run-pass option, like he's such a special threat. There's so many good things happening with Washington. Mm-hmm. You've got contributors on both sides of the ball from all over.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus, Ertz, Eckler.
They're playing with confidence, though.
Totally. That O-line has been fantastic. I think Alec Greddy's been fantastic. Biotis has been fantastic. Brandon Coleman last week in his first complete game, absolute stud as a third-round rookie playing left tackle in the Meadowlands.
Damn good pass rushers.
Defensively, Dante Fowler's been terrific. Jeremy Chinn's been really good. Wagner. I mean, Wagner's going to the Hall of Fame, so maybe the expectation is he's really good. But, oh, by the way, he is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're getting it from everywhere. The coaching staff seems to have him dialed in. The play calling is really good. Like, there's so many things to highlight. But, damn, when you got number 5, it really looks good.
It does.
Like,
it does.
That's a different,
but
different animal.
You got to have that other stuff around number 5 for it all to go well. Because, you know, I tell people all the time, quarterback ain't going to do it by himself, no matter how good they are.
If you look at last week against the Giants, that was a complete team win.
Yeah.
Got a little tight there late in the game. They kind of always had enough margin, right, to keep it comfortable. If they end up winning by 5, I think 9 times out of 10 across the NFL, 90% of the time, whatever you want to say, that drive just before halftime where Washington was able to score to make it 21-7.
I watch Baldy break that down this morning.
That, to me, is where you've got a quarterback that can do stuff not many can.
Yeah.
Because you had the tough holding call on Allegretti. Then you're backed up against the clock, have to burn a timeout. It seemed a little out of sorts, and Cliff and DQ have been so good end-of-half scenarios, getting an extra score. But it didn't seem like it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diami makes a hell of a play. Diami deserves more credit for breaking a tackle and then getting a 24-yard gain. Jaden put it on the money. Diami makes a play. 3rd and 18 from the Giants 42. I mean, just think about that. They scored from this down and distance.
Mm-hmm.
3rd and 18 from the Giants 42. At this point, you're wondering, I don't know if Seibert can kick it this far. Maybe you just want like a 5-yard gain, call your last time out, try to get 3. The probability of converting 3rd and 18 ain't very good. 3rd and 18 from the 42. Daniels finds Diami. Diami breaks a tackle, 24-yard gain. Washington calls their last timeout. First and 10 from the 18 with 11 seconds left. The half was dead. Third and 18 from the 42. A couple guys make a couple plays, and then on first and 10 from the 18, Jaden just throws an absolute rip. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful back shoulder pass to Terry.
Right by the Terps ear.
18 yards touchdown. Like, not a lot of guys can make that throw.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference, too.
And he let it go so soon that totally. Nobody could react to it. The Banks, his name,
yep.
Couldn't react to it. And nobody, the safety didn't have a chance to even yell out to say ball's coming. When he got ready to look, the ball was going past his ear.
So we got to talk to Terry yesterday. Actually, Lanfield, maybe we can run that. He's so good all the time. And I asked Terry, I was like, dude, you ever had two touchdowns on two catches? And he thought for a second. He's like, nah. and he gives such thoughtful answers. He's like, you know, I have really worked on my red zone routes and trying to make myself more available. But, damn, when you get to play with Jaden, it's just.
Because the other pass was better than that pass.
Yeah.
The other pass that he threw low and away, that was better than the pass that he threw to him right there.
What a world. What a game. Week 10 against the Steelers. Battle of first place clubs. When we come back, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. Also, a shout out to our guy, Tay, in the chat. Happy birthday, buddy.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.